About Parshas Naso, something that we are all familiar with, but when you read it, is that we have the repetition of all the karbanos of the Nesiim, and part of the question being, what exactly, why are we have so many psukim going over and over again, the hakrava of all the different Nesiim? It's the same karbanos that they all offered when they consecrated the Beis HaMikdash, and why is it that the Torah goes out of its way to mention multiple, every time, by every Nasi of a Shevet, goes through at length the exact list and what exactly was offered? It's the same thing. Why couldn't the Torah just have mentioned Lemaisa Nachshon brought this, and all the other Nesiim brought the same thing? Why the need to have it written in such a manner? That's a question that many of the Rishonim are bothered with. It's one that Chazal are bothered with in the Medrash. We're going to talk about tonight two answers from Chazal that the Ramban quotes, and with each one we'll try to give a little bit of a Kinech. The Bali Musar are very into this Ramban, and we'll try to give over a couple of different insights into it. The first Mahalach is like this. Ein hachinami. They really weren't that different. They really weren't that different. But rather, Hashem wanted to mechabe each of the Nesiim. If they were all grouped together, that they all did the same thing, so then each person would not get the appropriate kavod that they deserve. They'd be included as part of the group. The Torah goes out of its way to mention each person individually to make sure that each person gets the appropriate kavod that really should be there for them. And even though it does, again, it is repetition, it's chashuv because it's about giving kavod to Nesiim. In Bali Musar, you have one of two directions that they go from this. I believe in the altar of Kelm pointed out that you see from here that even when a person does mitzvahs as part of a group, even when a person, as an example, davens tefillah b'tzibur, so sometimes we can make the mistake that our own individual chashivas is not there klapei the Ribono Shel Olam. That I'm part of a tzibur, and I lose myself entirely as part of the tzibur. From here we learn, says the altar of Kelm, that really each individual, even though he's part of a group, because Baruch Hu schole kavod lireyav, because Baruch Hu does relate to you with a certain kind of independent chashivas for you doing what you are doing, and he goes out of his way, dafka, to be mechabit. Rav Shach actually went in the opposite. I just quoted in one of the footnotes to the Oz V'Hadar Ramban. Rav Shach points out the opposite Mahalach. Rav Shach, a different Mahalach. Rav Shach writes, Lemaisa, what's the concern here? The concern was that they were all grouped together. You'd be pogeya in the cover of the Nesiim. It's not about adding a good and giving each one kavod. It's about trying to avoid the potential of being pogeya in the kavod of any of the Nesiim. That had it said, and they all were mock of the same thing, there's a chance that they would have felt bad a little bit. Rav Shach learned from here a lesson about the extent to which a person must be sensitive to others, that a person has to understand the extent to which the Torah goes out of its way. So many extra tzukim. We're so machped on psukim. We're doresh from the tagin of the osios. We have so many psukim. Daf going to make sure that no one's going to be offended. So Shach pointed out a very, very powerful lesson that emerges. However, the Ramban gives a different idea from the Medrash, and it's also a very, very powerful one. He challenges a different assumption. Not that it is repetition, but it's okay because he teaches us a lesson anyway. But it's not really repetition. In Achinami, all of the Nesiim brought different karbanos. But the karbanos that the Nesiim brought, they all brought them for different reasons. The maskana was the same. What they offered was the same. The rationale behind it, the svara behind it, each one did so for a little bit of a different reason. The author of Slabarka in one of his Shmuzin added in an additional piece in here. It's not just they brought it for different reasons. But when you're makriv a karban, what really matters is less just the particular carbon you bring and the avodas you do with it. But what's behind the hakravas hakarbon is enormously significant. That when I'm makriv a carbon, what I want the carbon to do relates a lot to what is going on inside of me. What is my svara? What is the reason why I'm coming along and I'm being makriv it? It is the token hapnimi, the inner purpose of that carbon, that really establishes as unique. And therefore he says that's really pshat in the Ramban. What the Ramban's really saying is, it's not repetitious. It would have been inappropriate to say they all brought the same thing. They didn't all bring the same carbon. Each one in a different sense was a different carbon. Tachlis, they all brought the same exact animals. Doesn't matter. Each one had a different chalos, because each one was brought for a little bit of a different reason. Within this pshat, it's not about giving kavod to others, be it not offending others or giving kavod, altar of kelm and of shah, but teaching us, I think, a profound insight as far as how the Torah looks at things. There are a lot of people that may be doing the exact same acts as others, but it doesn't mean that it's the exact same act. five people can learn morning Seder and they can learn the same way, but they're coming from different places, they can be very, very different. We can all put on tefillin, but the tefillin that I put on may be different than the tefillin that you put on, because the tochen ha-pnimi, the inner content, is really very, very different. And I think that's a critical yesod, because, again, both of the insights of the Ramban give us insight into how Torah sometimes looks at Sibor. When you have a Sibor that's all together, so you'll have some, you have this even in the world of Lamdas, that will talk about how the Yachid loses himself in the Tzibor. The Ramban here emphasizes two other insights. Even when you're part of a Tzibor, a person still maintains within the first Mahalach, even though we're all doing the same thing, their own individual Chashivas, their own individual Kavod still is required. And the second Mahalach is that even when you're part of a Tzibor, even though we're all davening, and L'chor, we're all davening the same davening, Lav Dafka we really are. That each person can come from their own perspective, and it gives us, I think, here you have important insights as far as the how we relate to being part of a Tzibor and what exactly we are perceived to be doing. Shkayach.